Our Father, who art in heaven.
Vater unser, der du bist im Himmel.
Gehütet du olgon, schenun nimesi.
Venha o teu reino.
Budi volha toia.
Que ta volonté soit faite, sur la terre comme au ciel.
Give us this day our daily bread.
E odpusti nam duge naše.
Nonni nudia ke kem denin, kusenfen.
Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung.
Mas livra nos do mal.
Vime ilindra tio.
For thine is the kingdom.
Sila sinun on valtakunta.
E slava e moch.
Und die Kraft.
Para sempre. Amen.
The Lord's Prayer is Christianity's universal prayer. But why? What's in it that makes it so special? Find out now with Pastor Kurt Van Fossen.
Welcome back to this radio series on the Lord's Prayer. I'm Kurt Van Fossen. I am pastor at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Ruislip, West London, where we hold services with Holy Communion every Sunday at 11 in the morning. Before the service, at 9:45, we have adult Bible study and Sunday school for children aged 3 and above. We also have Bible studies throughout the week, and you're more than welcome to join us for any of these activities. For more information and contact details, find us on the ELCE's webpage at lutheran.co.uk. As we consider the last petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Deliver us from evil," I would like you to keep in mind Jesus' words from the cross. It is finished. What is finished? Our deliverance from evil. While Luther, in his large catechism, focuses on Scripture's assurance that this deliverance from evil also includes deliverance from the devil, and the Greek word for evil here has an article before it, and therefore could be translated as the evil one. In his small catechism, Luther focuses mainly not on the evil one, but on evil, the sinful, including the sinful nature within us, and on the other things the devil uses to tempt us away from God, like our possessions. So Luther writes, quote, "We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven." Jesus' death on the cross certainly doesn't give us the impression that he was the one who would deliver us from all evil. Instead, it appears that he was outmaneuvered by the religious leaders and overpowered by the Romans. And in Matthew's gospel, we even hear Jesus cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" On their own, these words may lead us to believe that when Jesus said, "It is finished," he meant not that he had overcome all evil for us, but rather that he was overcome by evil, that he was finished. Even God had forsaken him. Out of all the words Jesus could have said from the cross, couldn't he have perhaps reminded his disciples of his promise earlier that he would rise again? But Jesus, in his own perfect way, did give his disciples all the hope they needed, even as he was dying on the cross. That hope came from those very words of our Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me?" These words not only describe the punishment we deserve because of our sins, but they also are the introductory words to Psalm 22. It's similar to us referring to a particular hymn by quoting the first words of that hymn, like "A Mighty Fortress." In Psalm 22, which is the most quoted psalm in the New Testament, not only are some of the awesome details of Jesus' death included, like the fact that they mocked him, they hurled insults at him, and they pierced his hands and feet. They divided his garments among them and cast lots for his clothing. But also included in this psalm is the good news of his rescue. The very person at the beginning of the psalm who says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" also says, "I will declare your name to my brothers. In the congregation, I will praise you. For he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, for he has done it." End of quote. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, has delivered us from evil. It is finished. So why do we still pray daily for God to deliver us from evil? Because we are still in this sinful world, and our sinful flesh still clings to us like a dead, rotting body. The evil in us and around us daily seeks to overwhelm and separate us from God. And while the devil, the world, and our sinful nature have no power over us who are in Christ Jesus, unless, of course, we want them to, we dare not think that we can fight them on our own. We who are helpless apart from God need God's constant help to know and believe his promises, especially his promise that through Jesus' death and resurrection, we have been put to death and raised to new and eternal life. We have been delivered from evil. We need God's constant help to enable us to live by our holy faith in this message of the cross and not by sight. We need God's constant help to deliver us from misreading the events in our lives and in the world around us, such as times of suffering and thinking that they are evidence that God does not love us, that he is not with us, or that he has not delivered us from evil. We need God's constant help to see everything through the cross, Jesus' death and resurrection. It is finished. Our salvation is complete in Jesus Christ. He has delivered us from all sin, death, and the devil, and is alive and with us today through his word and sacraments to continue to create and strengthen our faith in this good news. And when our last hour comes, to graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Kurt Van Fossen, pastor at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Ruislip. Find us on lutheran.co.uk. If you have any questions or comments on this series, please send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. We would love to hear from you. We'll be back this time next week. In the meantime, check our program online and stay tuned. Goodbye for now, and God bless.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK. If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.